Welcome back to KCUR's Central Standard. I'm Brian Ellison. We were just talking with Amina Hood about creating beautiful, even world-renowned hats right here in Kansas City. For us, it brought back to mind an interview with another regional designer, only he's a teenager from rural Kansas, and he was on a televised competition. Gina Kaufman spoke with Jackson Metzler last December in the middle of the Project Runway Junior season, and she started that interview by playing a little of the show and its host, Tim Gunn.
Be certain to wear your finest attire because a limousine.
What?
A limousine is picking you up at the paper factory, your hotel, in the morning.
Oh my gosh!
That's what it sounds like when about a dozen teenage fashion designers find out that their next challenge on Project Runway Junior involves a limo ride in New York City. And here's what it sounds like when they realize that their destination isn't a red carpet event or the premiere of a Broadway play, but instead, a car wash.
Oh my God.
Wax on, wax off.
Matt's wearing his Louboutins. Like, you don't want to wash cars with that.
The designer's challenge was to use materials gathered at the car wash to create chic garments that real people might actually wear. As the deadline approached, show host Tim Gunn entered the designer's workroom. Car mats had become full skirts, and mops had magically transformed into fitted bodices.
Wow! A lot of progress has been made. You will have 1 hour, and then you and your models and I are going down to the runway. Jackson, speed it up a little.
I know.
Okay.
Jackson's right. Mannequin still looked conspicuously bare with just an hour to go. And sure, he thought the skirt he was making looked a little crafty, as he put it, but he also recognized that his design was not the worst, which meant he'd live to design another day. Jackson's a teenager from Minneapolis, Kansas, a rural town just north of Salina with a population of about 2,000 people. And he's here with me right now so we can get to know his story. I'm Gina Kaufman, happy to welcome Jackson Metzler to KCUR's Central Standard. Hey there, Jackson.
Hello there.
Tell me the story of how you came to be a contestant on Project Runway Junior.
Well, it all started in about January or December. And we wanted to do Project Runway Threads. I wanted to be on that. And so then we found the casting company and we did the application for that. But then they emailed us saying that they're going to do Project Runway Junior. Would you like that application to be sent in? And I'm like, heck yes. And so then after that, we had, it was about March or April. And then it said that I moved on to the next round based on the questions in my application that I filled out. And I answered some more. And then I had to do a couple Skype interviews. And then in May, I actually went to L.A. to do like a one-on-one interview with all of my outfits that I've created. And then after that, I got the call in early July saying I was on the show.
So this has been a long process.
Yes, it's been extremely long.
How old are you?
I am 16 years old.
So this is like a 16th of your life.
It is.
Well, I'd like to play a clip of you explaining your design aesthetic to show host and fashion consultant Tim Gunn.
My design aesthetic is for VA women who want to look glamorous.
For what women?
Badass women. That's what they are.
Oh, BA.
Yeah, BA.
What's BA? Women who have an undergraduate degree?
What is it about BA women that inspires you?
The BA women are very like confident in themselves, and also when they are wearing clothes, it also makes them look very powerful and very kind of like, oh, I want to be friends with you, but you're like, you might kill me. So
you like that threat of possible murder?
Yeah.
I can understand that. I'm just going to say I really like your attitude on the show, and I think you're a really strong contestant. But it seems like your main competition, if I may be so bold, comes from the coasts, kids from Queens, New York, and Berkeley, California. What's it been like to be around these kids who are all designers like you, but from such different places than where you're coming from?
It's been amazing since there's not really many people around Minneapolis that like fashion. And so being in a room with all these other designers with like minds was just amazing experience.
Talk to me about like the first time you met them all.
The first time I met them, I was actually wearing a bro tank that said LA on it. So then everyone thought I was from LA. And so they're like, oh, where are you from? And I'm like, oh, Minneapolis. They're like, oh, Minnesota. No, Kansas. I'm like, they're like, where's so that at?
Made a quick transition from thinking you were from some cool LA neighborhood to like, you're not just from Minneapolis in the Midwest, you're from Minneapolis in Kansas.
Yeah.
What is it like in Minneapolis, Kansas?
It's surrounded by a lot of farms. And so it's very small. Like I have about 60 kids in my grade. And so it's kind of small. It's a little kind of dull, regular routine every single day. Kind of typical small town.
Who are the other kids in your school? I mean, what's sort of typical when it comes to outside interests and hobbies?
There's a lot of people who like sports, and so there's those sports people. Other than that, there's really that not I have. Oh, there's also the musical kids that like to that play violin, cello, like in Salina, which is a nearby town near us.
So sports and music. I mean, that's pretty typical anywhere, I guess.
Yeah.
How did you become interested in fashion?
I became interested in fashion ever since I was a little kid. I knew I was artsy fartsy when I was little. But then I was about 9 or 10, and I was sitting on the couch with my mother, and we're kind of scrolling through the TV, and we stumbled upon Project Runway, and I'm like, this is amazing. I want to do this, and ever since, I've loved fashion.
Can you put your finger on what it is that really inspired you and captured your attention when you were watching that show?
I think it was how these people made these amazing clothes in a short amount of time, and their design style was amazing.
Had you experimented with apparel before that? I mean, maybe even without recognizing that's what you were doing. I ask because I think really little kids' relationships with their clothing is kind of hilarious, but can be very telling. When I was about 3, my mom says I started picking out my own clothes and not only insisting on wearing raincoats in all weather conditions, but also expressing a very strong belief that if I liked two colors together, that meant they matched. So more than 30 years later, I still love rain gear and I still have what I would consider a very personalized sense of what matches. Is there anything like that for you?
I remember when I was little, it was about kindergarten, and I had these like shorts that were printed like a soccer ball. And I loved them, and so I could only wear them once a week, and so I'd wear them every Friday. And then I also...
Wait, why Friday?
I don't know why Friday. I'm just like, I'm going to wear them Friday. And then I also remember in about second or third grade, I'm like, I'm just going to wear one color all the time for a week. And so I'd be like, today is going to be the orange day, and just wear that for the rest of the week.
Man.
Yeah.
Was that challenging? Did you have to like, I mean... You must have had a very colorful wardrobe to pull that off.
I did have a very colorful wardrobe, but there were some colors like black. I'm like, I'm going to wear black for a week. And I only had like 2 things that are black. And I'm like, let's not do black.
So you had to backtrack sometimes.
Yeah.
So let's get back to your maybe what, 9 or 10 years old. You're watching these people on Project Runway designing clothing. You want to try it. What do you do about that? I mean, how did you take the first steps to really pursuing that interest?
Well, my grandmother sews, and so I started learning from her, and so then I wanted to make pajama pants for everyone for Christmas, and so she kind of helped me out with that, but then I realized that if I really want to get to where I am, I'm going to have to take more advanced classes, because my grandmother knows how to sew, but not like advanced stuff, kind of very simple things.
What would you say is that gap? Because I think that's a gap for a lot of people. Like maybe you can put a button on something, but then making that leap to constructing an entire garment is a different thing.
What I mean is that you can do like an elastic waistband, kind of simple straight seams, a button. But really what takes it to the next level is when you start adding more difficult seams, adding different types of zippers, more complex designs also.
So before we move on to the next steps you took to close that gap for yourself, I'm interested in what your lessons with your grandmother were like.
My lessons were very kind of like, hey, Grandma. She's like, hey. And then we would start, she would tell me, we'd get the pattern pieces out and we'd cut them. And she'd be like, okay, you're going to be a small. And so we'd follow the line. And so it was kind of like a, when the step approach, she taught me how to do it and what it meant.
I mean, I don't know your grandmother. I'm sure she's really cool. But with you having such an interest in the whole like avant-garde thing, it's hard for me to imagine that the skills your grandma was teaching you were directly applicable to some aspects of your vision. Do you remember, were there any moments though where you saw her teaching you to do something really basic and a light bulb went on in your head?
I do remember when she's like, oh, here's a quick trip like to add elastic, but I don't use elastic a lot anymore. But it kind of hit me. I'm like, oh, that's cool.
Yeah, like that you can find shortcuts and things.
Yeah.
So then you moved on to sewing classes. I hear you took sewing at 4-H. And I have to say, I'm kind of surprised that 4-H offers sewing classes.
Yes, it does. Well, I go through a lady who lives in Salina, which is the nearby town near us, which is about 20 minutes away. And so she would kind of do what my grandmother did. We'd pick out a project for the year, and then we'd do step by step, kind of teach you how to do it. And then she'd tell me a lot of like shortcuts and quick ways to do these, yet make the clothes look really expensive.
What, I mean, do you think that those classes prepared you in a unique way for the Project Runway challenges?
I do feel like they've prepared me kind of in a unique way, since she did kind of teach me like, hey, here's a shortcut how to do something and it makes it look the exact same. So it kind of saved time during challenges.
Yeah. What would you say is the kind of background other kids on the show are coming from as far as how they learn to sew? I'm guessing not at 4-H.
Yes. A lot of them went to performing arts schools, and so that's kind of where they got their fashion. But
so like costume construction and things like that.
Yeah, kind of like that. And they're like apparel fashion classes along with that. I'm trying to think. Other than that, there was probably another person who did it. The people who didn't go to performing arts schools kind of learned from either their mother or their grandmother.
Do you think that coming from more of this like one-on-one kind of place and maybe somewhere outside the fashion centers of the world gives you, I don't know, a different perspective, even maybe a kind of edge?
I feel like it gives me a different perspective because I feel like I have to kind of like research more about fashion because I clearly don't live in a fashion capital. And so it was more eye-opening when I got to New York and saw all this fashion walking down the streets.
What did you see something on the street that still jumps out in your mind? Just something that you could not imagine seeing a person wearing in day-to-day life before that?
Oh, my gosh. Okay, so we're walking down the street, and I just look over, and there's this guy, and he's wearing a bro tank, and then he's wearing basically underwear with it, and I'm like, that is, like, not socially acceptable, but then when I'm looking around, I'm like, these people are, like, don't even, like, notice it. It's like, oh, it's fine, dandy for us. I'm like,
just that you can kind of get away with
yeah.
anything? You've used the term bro tank twice, and I think maybe I need you to define that.
It's a bro tank is basically a tank top for guys, but it's kind of, I don't know where I got the term. Oh, actually, I got the term from a couple of my friends in show choir, and they started saying bro tank instead of tank top. And so it's, I don't know why I use it, but I feel like it's more understandable than tank top. Because when I think tank top, I think of like the women's
spaghetti
straps.
Yeah.
And I think it's a different term.
Okay, so it's like something, but it's like the men's tank top that's a little closer to almost like an athletic jersey on
yes.
some level.
Yeah.
Gotcha. So talk to me about how you approach a new design, whether it's a challenge on the show or just something you're making for fun at home. Where do you begin?
I usually begin by kind of researching online, kind of ideas of inspiration, kind of looking at clothes from designers, looking at pictures, nature, watching some movies sometimes to get inspiration from that. And then I just dive right in, and I usually don't sketch because I'm a horrible sketcher. So then it's usually all in my brain. And so then when mom's like, what are you doing? And I'm like, oh, this is what I'm doing. I'm trying to describe it to her. And she's like, I don't know what any of that means, but okay.
So you have a picture in your head. That is the picture pretty fully formed, or is it that you've kind of compiled all these influences and they're all swimming in there and then you just go?
It's pretty fully conformed, but there's some things like, oh, what if I change the sleeve to this or something like that.
Describe in some detail the process of something that you had a lot of fun creating.
I had a lot of fun creating this VHS tape outfit. I took VHS tapes and I would overlap them and tape them on the back, and then I'd sew through them to add some durability. And so I kind of made the fabric, and then I made a pattern and started cutting it out. And then I created a mini skirt and a bodice for that. And then I took old sheer curtains and I dyed them. I actually dyed them in my mother's roaster that was like new for Christmas. And so she's like, make sure you put a liner in. And I'm like, okay. So I put the liner in, read the instructions. And then when I get done dyeing it, I take the liner out and it rips. And it actually burned onto the inside of the roaster. And so when she was gone. And so I'm like, oh, great. And so I'm trying to clean it up, scrape it off as much as can. And it's just not coming off. And so then when she gets home, she's like, how is dyeing going? And I'm like, good. Little mistake. And she's like, what? I'm like, well, I found you a new deal on Amazon for a new roaster. And she's like, Jackson.
Oh, man. So it ruined it.
Yeah, it ruined it. Yeah.
But what did the finished piece look like?
On the finished piece, I took the old sheer curtains and made a mermaid skirt that would go over the mini skirt. So then it gave this extra kind of more avant-garde feel.
So mermaid skirt, would that be like open in the front and very long in the back?
Mermaid skirt is where it's kind of tight to the knees and then it just flares out.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. So that goes over the mini skirt.
Yes.
Can you see the miniskirt?
Yeah, you can see the miniskirt through the... You can't see, like, clearly, but you can see kind of the shininess
like
of the VH.
Shades of it.
Yeah.
That's cool. What does fashion mean to you? I mean, I think there's this idea out there that fashion is kind of like a superficial thing. And the idea of fashion as an expressive art with some depth to it is becoming a little more mainstream. But I guess I'm wondering where your thoughts are on that. Is it a purely aesthetic thing or something more?
I feel like it's an aesthetic thing, but it also lets you kind of explain your personality a little bit through it. It's not just like, oh, I like this, I'm going to wear it. It kind of explains your personality.
What do you express about your own personality through fashion?
I'm kind of laid back, and I usually just wear a graphic shirt, some joggers or some cargo shorts, and then crazy socks. I love crazy socks. And that kind of, the crazy socks is kind of what is that one item that kind of explains my personality. And they all relate to like food, and I love food. And it's kind of like, oh, crazy socks. I'm a little crazy on the inside. So yeah.
So wait, the crazy socks have to do with food?
Yes. They're, most of them have like food on them. Like what I'm wearing right now, I'm wearing mac and cheese socks.
Oh, man. I hadn't noticed. Yeah. I'm sorry.
That's all right. But I love food, and there's a lot of bacon, Mexican food. Mexican food is the best.
And I'm amazed that you can find so many food socks.
Yes. I usually get them online because there's not a lot of stores nearby, but there's that rare chance where I'm like, oh, they have crazy socks. Gotta get them.
One thing I've noticed about the Project Runway Junior contestants is that you all really seem to support each other. And every time someone gets sent home, everyone else is genuinely sad to see that person go. I mean, like, tears are shed. Do you think that you guys are going to stay friends?
I feel like we're going to stay friends. We still talk today. We kind of, after the show airs, we're kind of like, oh, give more backstory that wasn't filmed. And like during our one-on-one interviews that we wanted to share, kind of funny snippets.
How have people at home responded to your television stardom and to your interest in fashion in general?
I feel like they've grown a much more appreciation towards fashion since of me being on Project Runway Junior. And also, my best friends are all like, oh my gosh, she's on TV. A lot of people are like awed at that. And I'm like, I thought I'd be like, oh my gosh, I'm on TV. But it seems like when I'm watching myself, it's like, oh, it's just a home video.
So it hasn't maybe sunk in yet.
It hasn't really sunk in on me yet. No.
Do you see a future for American fashion possibly coming from places other than New York, places like Minneapolis, Kansas?
I could see a little bit because then people are shifting more towards the hipster. that's kind of in
the
right
trucker
now.
Hat.
Yeah, the kind of more rural kind of fashions. And so I feel like it could happen.
That was Central Standard's Gina Kaufman with Kansas designer Jackson Metzler in the middle of the last season of Project Runway Junior. Jackson eventually finished in sixth place. He was eliminated in the Outfit of the Day challenge. It wasn't a complete loss, though. Last spring, Jackson took one of his fellow contestants, a 16-year-old from Boston, to the Minneapolis High School prom. She wore a dress based on one they designed together on the show. Jackson starts his senior year today. That's it for Central Standard. Be sure to check out all our recent programs online at kcur.org/centralstandard. You can find today's program there later this afternoon. Don't forget also to follow us on Twitter at kcurcst. You can follow me at ptsbrian. Tomorrow, we'll check in on Kansas City's Olympians. They've been bringing home medals, as well as with the Metro's Brazilian community about how they've experienced their homeland's turn in the international spotlight. KCUR Central Standard is produced by Matthew Long Middleton and Sylvia Maria Gross. Our team includes Suzanne Hogan, Jen Chen, and Andrea Tudhope. Gina Kaufman's on leave. I'm Brian Ellison. See you tomorrow, everyone.